The HMS Podcast is available on the 98KUPD app and is brought to you by Life Changer Loan. Why take 30 years to pay off your mortgage? It's not magic. It's just math. Find out more at lifechangerloan.com.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan. And let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker, number MD100-2031, NMLS number 1863775, Life Changer Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
Before we get to Jeremy's thing, I get a little thing in my emails every day that says this day in history, and it's got like birthdays and stuff on it. Boy, does this day in history suck. Brady has pointed out today was the day the electric chair was first used, right? Not invented so much as it was the first time they turned it on.
1890.
Complete failure. They cooked the dude for a little bit and then said, this isn't working. Let's reset this. And then they got him again.
Convicted axe murderer William Kemmler, fried for killing his girlfriend. Yeah, took two zaps.
They took him down. Also, a terrible day in history. Jerry Hallowell from the Spice Girls was born 1972. Just terrible, terrible what she brought to the planet. M. Night Shyamalan's birthday as well.
We lost Rick James in 2004 on this day.
This is the day Rick James passed away. And, of course, the other little piece of news, the 75th anniversary of us dropping a nuclear bomb. Was it Nagasaki first or Hiroshima?
Hiroshima.
Okay, so that was okay. That was either way. I don't remember, but I just know this is bad.
And then I think, and then so that made it. Was it Fat Boy or something? Was the second one
Little Man Fat Boy? I don't know. I just remember seeing pictures. Yeah. But today was the first one we dropped.
The Enola Gay.
And then the second one was a couple days later on Brett's birthday, if I'm not mistaken. No, it was the day after Brett's birthday.
Yeah.
So they took a break for Vesely's birthday, and then the next day they bombed him again and threw fire down on those people and made them the most polite civilization and all the planet. And then also on my this day in history, which is just pathetic, it says here on the this day in history, this is how it reads exactly. In 1990, JonBenet Ramsey, Little Beauty Queen, was born. And that was her job. Before that, a guy named Robin van Persie, who's a Dutch footballer. Anybody else that gets a real name, nobody gets Little put in front. Little Beauty Queen. And she'd be 30 today.
When you said that earlier, it blew my mind.
Yeah. JonBenet, 30th birthday today. Ugh. And I said, I wonder what she'd look like. And Brady said, I think she'd have a big forehead.
Are you serious?
Which is awful. She never had a chance to grow a forehead in the first place.
Yeah, but you started Googling her picture right after that.
Why would you say that?
Oh, she had one growing.
Yeah, Brady analyzed her forehead at age 5-6 years old when we got to know her. And he's like, nah, she's all right, I guess. It's got a little bit much forehead for me. But Brady assumed that she'd never grow fully into that forehead. And that lived with him. That was his first reaction to, oh, my God, guys. JonBenet would be 30 today. And Brett?
Well, she does have a lot of bangs, John.
So. All right. Well, that is not the point of JonBenet's story, boys. This is not the road you go down with JonBenet Ramsey's story.
You got a picture of the five?
She would have been quite beautiful if it weren't for such a forehead.
As close as I get right there.
I see.
I think I'm going with Brady on this
really?
One.
Really? Yeah. I think she's got a proportionate forehead for a
I don't know. Look at that one.
6 year old. What? That's a like a beauty pageant wig.
She's got a high hairline.
Here's the thing. You're talking to me. I have a little leeway for forehead size. I give a little more, probably just out of my own personal issues with forehead.
I don't know. That's a Frankenstein forehead.
You think
up
she's,
there.
She think oh, yeah. JonBenet would have had a five head?
Oh yeah.
As a 30-year-old woman, that's what we'd have known JonBenet for, five head.
I'm pretty good with my forehead.
There you go.
Brady, you can eyeball.
There you go. Look at that.
That's a decent forehead. It's not too big. You guys are jerks.
Look. That's why.
She looks beautiful. For six.
I'm so sorry.
This is the patriarchy at work. This is misogyny at its finest. He looked at a 6-year-old. You know,
they just announced salary cuts. Why are we digging our hole even further?
Little too much forehead, if you ask me. I don't, you know.
Man.
Not my cup of tea.
So you could analyze every 6-year-old to see. Brady's like one of those forensic scientists, little missing kids and stuff. What do you think they look like today?
That kid would have a movie theater for a forehead.
Yeah, so I didn't know that was the direction it would go, and it's a great direction. 30 years old, though. Amazing. JonBenet is 30, which is crazy. And then Megan was looking at something yesterday, and she's been in that wormhole of Tom Hanks eating babies, and Oprah is a cannibal, and all that. And it's
she
out there.
She found out some new stuff.
Yeah, that Shirley Temple was bait for pedophiles. And they were using her for like all sorts of parties in Hollywood that be there and these guys would show up. And then I'm like, oh, that's crazy talk. And then you start look at the videos of Shirley Temple outside of the movies. They did a burlesque show with her where they show her putting a bra on. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then they put her on this little inflatable thing in a bathing suit and her butt's in the air. And for whatever reason, she's looking back at someone who's clearly giving her instruction. And she just starts kind of pushing her hips into it like she's humping the thing.
Now you know why they're upset at the Audi ad.
I guess. Yeah, maybe there are some people that go, yeah, she's eating a banana. We can't have that. It's we know this signal. It was the weirdest thing ever. And they're like, yeah, Shirley Temple, when she became a child star, they used her in Hollywood to lure in, to let guys know this is one of those parties. So it was like Shirley Temple's going to be there. So the guys would show up to meet Shirley Temple, and then not that she was one that was getting taken,
right?
But they had dudes who were interested in people like that, and it satiated their needs for young girls. And I'm reading this, and I don't know how true it is, but I mean, you start watching these videos, it's pretty easy to manipulate your brain into thinking, oh my God, that's exactly what these are. You look at some old Shirley Temple ones, like the one they had her in a. The burlesque show is the most disturbing one. And I'm sitting there telling them, you're nuts getting in this wormhole. It's gross. Yeah, it's gross. Well, you're watching it. And then so I secretly got on my phone like I was texting, but I was actually looking up Shirley Temple video. And I think I searched Shirley Temple hot. Well, because that's what she was telling me. And it popped up some burlesque stuff, some videos. You know, Brady.
You haven't done that one?
Not yet.
You haven't done that search?
Did you look at Shirley Temple and know what she would look like as an older lady? Well, we knew what she grew into. She didn't have the JonBenet hiccup.
I don't know if you wanted me to analyze her younger photos and say
no, thank
whether
you.
She had a big forehead or not.
No, because again, it was just to see if we'd know what she was going to look like. We have she lived, so we knew what her forehead turned into. You know. I want Brady to draw, like, the missing kids thing. She's been gone for 12 years. We think this – Brady Bogan thinks this is what this child may look like. That's right. She's turned into Charlie Brown. Yeah, so that was Brady's first reaction to JonBenet. I with Brett, along with Brett, kind of shocked by the timeline. Brady?
She was going to have a big forehead anyway.
No shot.
No big loss.
But I do love that on this day in history, the description is little beauty queen. And then in parentheses, murdered in 1996. We got it. And you think about JonBenet, that's really the only reason she's famous.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't know her as a beauty queen before. She wasn't popular.
Well, I wasn't watching the 5-year-old beauty pageants.
And some people evidently were. And the other weird thing is that it didn't stop any beauty pageantry. Like you'd have thought.
Yeah, they're still, yeah.
Like they'd look deeper into it, but evidently. And I still don't know what kind of mom puts her daughter into that.
Oh, I agree there.
That's where I'm lost. I'm like, why would you want to dress your daughter like she's a Channel 10 news anchor at age 4?
100%.
I know.
It's just weird. Yeah. Anyway, what are you going to do? So happy birthday to JonBenet. Sorry about the, is it too soon to start making fun of her 30-year-old forehead?
Ah, come on.
What are you going to do? We do OJ jokes, so what are you going to do? Same time frame. We got Jeremy coming up next. Happy birthday, JonBenet. I'm sorry about Brady.
Station identification.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan, and let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker Number MD 100231. NMLS Number 186377. LifeChangerLoan Corp is an equal housing lender.